Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dom's Daily Dose. So I am recording on my phone again, because I think the laptop is completely... I can use it, but it's just annoying if I hit the plug. It's going to turn off. So I don't want like all my work to be for nothing. I know I was going to pick up on a topic today, but I don't know. I just find it like really hard to, well, no, it's not really hard to do podcasts every week. It's just the fact that I don't want to, I guess, force myself, if that makes sense. And plus, I just haven't had time with work. Work is going along swimmingly. Let's see. I'm like a month in now, which is great. It definitely has not gotten easier. Apparently, it is going to get harder because of this season that is coming up. I'm trying to think. Well, no, summer is the season, but, like, I was trying to think how long I've actually been there, and it's been about a month. And my probation period is 3 months, 120 days. Hopefully, I will pass that mark. Fingers crossed. I already have dealt with some irate customers. They really know how to make you feel great about yourself. Sarcasm. Other than that, it's just like been really, really busy. So I'm, like, trying to, like, keep my sanity. If you hear the cat scratching, she's using the litter box as I'm doing my podcast. I'm literally just in my room. I could, you know, I could hook my mic up to my computer, but I don't want to. I guess the main topic today, I was going to get into work again, but we're not going to do that. So I'm starting the gym tomorrow. More than likely, it is... I was about to say... I looked at my watch and it said 3. And then it's going up. That's the timer. So, I'm starting the gym tomorrow. I got my protein, and I got my creatine, and that should be good. Like, that definitely should be more than enough that I need. I was gonna get a mass gainer, quote unquote mass gainer. So it's like a meal replacement and protein, carbs, the whole like 9 yards, I guess. If you need to gain weight and muscle. But I'm at a point now where I don't really need that, if that makes sense. I don't need a mass gainer. I'm like finally at a point in my life that I can, that I am putting on weight, which is good weight. It's not like I'm not heavy. Heavier than I've been before, but at the same time, I don't know, it's like I'm 125 pounds or 130 pounds. I guess I got a little pudge, and I'm not really used to having a pudge. And, you know, also my reasoning for going back to the gym is I've stopped one of my anxiety medications. I just felt like, yeah, it you know, it works in a pinch, but, you know, with all medicines, it takes, like, a while. But, it did the job, but also, at the same time, this anxiety medication, even though it's, like, used for pain and stuff, it's, like, used for all these different reasons, and, you know, I'm not an expert, but it's the gabapentin, and I've been on that for a while now, maybe, like, a couple years, question mark? But I was, like, really researching into it, and I just don't really, I'm not really kosher with it anymore. I was struggling to, like, see what it, like, actually did for me. Like, I guess my moods have been a little better after not taking it. It's been 2 or 3 days now. And what I did, and I don't suggest anyone to do this, I basically took it in 400 milligram cuts every day. I'm always yawning when I do podcasts. So, or 800 or 600, I forget which one, but it was like, I was at like this level. Then the next day I would drop 600 milligrams or 800 milligrams or 400 milligrams. Next day, same thing. And then, you know, I was on 400 for, well, a day. And then now I'm off. And it's been, I don't, like I said, it's been a couple days. I don't know the exact. And I don't want to go to my computer and find out. Like I said, I guess it's to see how I am without it. And like I said, I just don't like the, if you read about it online, it can be addictive and all this like horrible stuff, and I just can't do it anymore. I just didn't want to do it anymore. And no, I did not inform my doctor. I just stopped taking it myself. Because that's what you do when you have mental health issues. You take it on your own hands. I do have, I know a lot of people are like, don't say this, but, you know, I have my, you know, card. So I can go to a dispensary if I need it, so that can help with like any side effects or whatever. It's been alright so far, so good. Now my work does drug test, but you know, you have to like really screw up for them to even like pull you in the office and swab you again. Because I passed the first one, obviously, because I got the job. And, you know, I was talking to someone in my dispensary, and they're like, it's up to them, their discretion, if they want to, like, keep you or not, you know, if I were to fail a drug test. And he also said that, like, we definitely can make the argument that, hey, this is my medication. In all honesty, it is my medication, so I need it to, you know, function and be normal, quote-quote be normal. My end goal, as I look at my cat, who has a puzzled look on her face, but that's because she's missing a tooth, one of her fangs, so she kind of has this, like, weird, I don't know, she, like, chomps down on her mouth. Anyway, my goal is to be completely, like, drug-free, I guess. Quote-quote drug-free. I'll admit the gabapentin, that was, I could have, I first seen that as a problem. I didn't really see it within, like, the first year or so. And then, you know, you just notice, like, you know, like, oh my god, I need, when you start, like, needing something, or, like, trying to add on to it, not, like, add more drugs to it, let's just, like, you know, add more milligrams, that's a problem. And I did not want to travel down that road. I did not want to become extremely addicted to them, and then God knows whatever else would happen. So this is, like, my choice. I'm doing this for my own sanity, my own, I don't know, my own whatever. And I guess it's just not to go into a road that I don't want to be at. I know, you know, a lot of people who misuse their prescriptions, they go down this deep, dark path, and I don't ever want to experience that. There's reasons behind that, because of, I won't get into it, but, you know, just family things. So, yeah, I guess in a sense, I am reclaiming sobriety. Am I reclaiming it? Well, yeah, I am reclaiming it, because I was once sober and then started taking these medications. I will still take the Seroquel, because I need that to sleep. I'm not sure what the move is for that. You know, that kind of helps, especially with sleep. It helps me sleep. So I don't want to go too fast. Like, I don't want to, you know, gabapentin's done. Then I didn't want to just, like, cut out the Seroquel, and then I can't sleep. There's another like, prescription medication that I take. But that one's fine. That's, like, as needed. It's, another thing for anxiety. But again, I think that I'm going to do a more holistic approach. This, you know, this ties into why I want to go back to the gym, because I want to have a more natural life. Pharmaceutical companies, they make a whole lot of money on us. Give us prescriptions that we don't need. Then you fall into addiction and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Not cool. Now, with my card, I don't smoke all the time. And I don't even like smoke to begin with. So I'll use edibles. Well, we don't have like edibles, but like tinctures or pill form of cannabis. And that helps. I don't like smoking it. I don't like having it in my possession either. So it's always at home. I don't take it when I'm out. I take stuff when I'm in the house and not going anywhere. Or if I know I'm like at someone like my relative's house or something, that I'm not going to be doing anything strenuous. Anyway, yeah. Starting gym tomorrow, I got my supplements. I think I said it. The creatine, protein, a shaker cup, some nice gym pants. I guess they're gym pants. Well, they're advertised as gym pants. And I got fish oil as well. So I've been taking the fish oil. This is the third day that I've been taking fish oil. So as you could tell, I'm trying for a more holistic approach. And I think I've never done this within, like, my mental health journey. And, you know, everyone's different. You know, people respond better to medications than others. Some, you know, need their medications. Not saying, you know, I'm not saying anything bad. Like, if you need your medication, take it. But I just want to try a different approach. And I'm also in talks about my diagnosis. It is still schizoaffective, but I haven't been experiencing much in the realm of side effect. Well, not side effects. Like, traits, I haven't noticed anything, like, noteworthy, I guess. So, yeah. You know, I went over this with my therapist today. Like, I definitely do have schizoaffective disorder because of the DSM. But then in my head, I think I don't have it because I kind of feel like I don't experience what someone who has schizophrenia or schizoaffective, like, I don't really experience it to that extent. Like, I don't know. I just don't want to, like, put myself in, like, the category. I guess I feel guilty to be in the category, and I don't, like, have constant hallucinations or delusions or stuff like that. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this journey leads. Tomorrow, like I said, I'm starting a gym. And we're just going to go from there and see what happens in life. Oh, and I'm trying my best in work. Alright, well, that's going to do it for this episode. I'm not even going to say I'll see you next week or whatever, because I don't know when I'm going to do another podcast. I mean, obviously, I'm going to do them every week. But, yeah, no guarantees. But I hope you guys have a great day and a great night. I'll talk to you guys in the next one.